Peach crop was affected unbelievably negatively, but it was really not the freeze. Peach farmers, and all farmers, I will say farmers in general, are notoriously optimistic, and I hope they always remain that way. During the time of the freeze, the peach belt of central Georgia was very thankful that, and they reported adequately, that they had dodged the bullet of the freeze. The reason being they had dodged the bullet was because, unknowing to them, the plants had not biologically reset their clock, so to speak. Because of a lack of chill hours, they thought that the trees were late blooming, and they later discovered that those trees either would not bloom at all, or that the blooms were not effective and they didn't bear fruit. So they were optimistic and honest that the freeze was not a huge impact on that middle Georgia peach crop, but they really had no idea how negatively that lack of chill hours had affected. So therefore, the peach crop they lived in anticipation of, dodging the freeze, never came about.
And Spruill looks at how much of the 2017 Georgia peach crop will be lost.
I've heard a couple of reports, and some people have been, I think, actually more accurate than others. I think the rule of thumb across that middle Georgia, Fort Valley, Peach County belt has been about an 80% loss. I've heard one farmer actually tell me, he said, I can get closer than that. He said, I can have a 17% harvest of my normal crop. And he said 17% of my acreage will actually be picked.
So for those wondering how the freeze affected the Georgia peach crop, it really didn't. But the lack of chill hours this past winter is having a big effect, with, again, estimates of losses right at 80%. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.